you know, just get to know the person. If it's a business relationship first, understand what their strengths are and what they enjoy doing. So if somebody enjoys what they're doing and is good at it, it's going to be more successful than forcing something that isn't enjoyable for that person. Just make sure expectations are clear and ownership percentages and things are clear. Just be willing to communicate.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, I'm very excited to introduce our guest for the day, Sarah May from Colorado Springs. Sarah May, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Suja. Great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
It's totally my pleasure. Well, I'm really excited to get into your story and share with the listeners just how you got started and what you're doing now. So everyone, Sarah May is a full-time accredited investor from Denver, Colorado. She's the founder and president of Regency Investment Group, whose goal is to source profitable real estate investments and bring the power of real estate to every investor. Awesome. So excited to hear about what you're doing today a little bit later on in the show. I know you're a sponsor on deals and I'm really excited to hear about that. Let's go back in time for now and start with, how did you get started in real estate, Sarah, and why?
Sure. Thanks, Suja. So my story with real estate really began about 15 years ago when I first heard the idea of passive income from Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad Poor Dad, which everybody knows about. But during college, I was on the track to get an engineering career. So I graduated with an aerospace engineering degree and took a job with a large aerospace company right after college, and really enjoyed the work for a while. And but always knew that my ultimate path was more towards real estate and business. And so the way that I first got started was just the traditional way. I held down my career and just saved up as much as I could for a down payment on my first rental property. My first project ended up being a fix and flip. Mm-hmm. I was watching lots of HGTV, thought I could handle that. Found a broker who also had a general contractor to help. And I thought it was a great project because I had been spending my career in aerospace, where the typical project takes, you know, years, if not a decade or more to complete. Uh-huh. And in the course of, you know, 2 months, I took this really dilapidated house and through my vision was able to create this like gorgeous looking new property. But on the flip side of that, it was a lot of work. And I think we made, you know, less than $10,000 over 6 months of hard effort. And so through that experience, I learned I did like value adding properties, but I wanted to hold on to them longer. That same house that we ended up selling as a fix and flip, a year later, it was worth $40,000 more. A year after that, another $40,000. So I just kind of realized that I wanted to be more in longer term ownership of real estate. Mm-hmm. So that was my next project. My husband and I, we have a business together. We bought a duplex, fixed it up, rented it out. And this was, I think, 2010 or 2011. And I think right from the get-go, we were making 25% cash on cash returns with the money that we had invested in the property.
Nice.
So continued to do that for a number of years while working full-time in engineering. And then about 4 years, well, it's longer than that now, 6 years ago, had my first son and really wanted a little bit more flexibility in my lifestyle. I was taking him to daycare at 7 a.m. and picking him up at 6, and thought that real estate was a great way to make that a reality. So I started searching on how to make real estate more of a business and how we could do more deals and bigger deals. and ultimately came across this idea of syndication. And what syndication means is just a bunch of people who get together, pool their money, and buy bigger properties together. So I joined a coaching and mentorship program back in 2016 and started learning about syndication. What ultimately got me to take the step away from my job, actually, was a friend of mine in real estate asking me, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you enjoy your career? And at this point, I was doing more business-related items in engineering. And I said, you know, I think I'm a 7. And I thought that was really good. Like, I'm a 7. This, you know, I used to be probably a 3 or a 4. And then she asked me, you know, are you happy being a 7 for the rest of your life? And I said, oh no, I'm not. I'm not happy being a 7. I want to be a 10. And so that one conversation sort of changed the course of my life. I left my engineering career, went into real estate full-time, started my company, and have been doing real estate and value-add projects ever since.
Wow. That's really awesome, Sarah. I love so many things that you mentioned in your story so far, and just want to pull out a few for the listeners. I love that you started buying rental property when you were still working and that you tried fixing and flipping, and then, you know, as much as of the success as that was, it was not, you know, maybe worth it in terms of like a ROI on your time and what you learn from that experience, right? I mean, we learn along the way. It's just not going to work out perfectly. Like it's a process, right? You start trying things and then you learn from there. And I love what you said about the wanting to, you know, get out of, I feel like when people have kids oftentimes, then your time becomes so much more limited, right? And then you obviously want to spend time with your kid. And it's a very rigorous schedule that is asked of us in this day and age with drop-offs and pickups and working full-time. And so it's a common theme that I hear is that like, once that happens, then people are like, wait, like I want my time back, you know? And then the 7, you know, I think a lot of us can relate to that too, right? Like just not like life is pretty good, but like it could be so much more. Like, am I okay with it just being pretty good? Like there's so much more possibilities in life. Am I going to settle for a 7? And what a great friend you had to like be able to point that out. And also you had done a lot of work in the meantime in order to be ready for that conversation and be able to take it to the next level. So just a lot of really, really awesome stuff in there. And I'd love to just hear how you got turned on to Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You know, I mean, because a lot of people aren't exposed to that at all.
You know, it was such a long time ago. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I think it was a mailer that I got from his Rich Dad Corporation inviting me to a live event. And so I went to the live event, you know, learned a couple things, but then heard about the book mentioned at that event, which I ultimately ended up reading. And then kind of the light bulb went off, especially Robert Kiyosaki's second book, The Cash Flow Quadrant, talking about self-employed and employee versus the business owner and investor, and how there's a lot of benefits to being on the business owner and investor side. So that was kind of the jump start to getting interested in this idea of passive income and scalable income sources. Obviously, it's great to have a job with consistent income, but it's not always the most scalable unless you have some sort of commission-based salary. Kind of thinking of this concept of like stair-stepping big jumps in your income potential by owning real estate.
Yeah.
A lot of times you don't even, you know, necessarily have to do anything. The market's going up and your assets are increasing in value. So it is fairly passive versus, you know, a career type situation.
For sure. It's always fun to be able to benefit from those times of market appreciation and then also still be well protected and still making some money when the market's not doing so well. But you can get like really big jumps during those bull markets. So,
and you can do both, right?
Like, exactly.
You don't have to burn the ships. I mean, jobs are great. It's great to contribute. It's great to have that consistent source of income. And like I did, just kind of learned on the side over a long period of time until, you know, now have my own business and am able to help more people through that.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally. I mean, everyone's got to take their own path and figure out, you know, when the right time to leave their career is based on their circumstances. And so something to contemplate. Yeah. I'd love to hear what it is that you guys are working on these days. What kinds of projects do you look for? Are you locally investing? How big are they, et cetera?
Yeah. So on the active side, we're looking at properties close by here in Colorado where we're located, pretty much all across the Front Range and also the western slope of Colorado. We did two larger projects this year, one in Grand Junction, about 70 units, and then another in Brighton near Denver.
And these are multifamily.
Multifamily. And they're both, we would call value add properties. So the one in Grand Junction, it just had been run down and hadn't had, you know, the necessary capital continually put into it. You know, it needed a new parking lot. It needed to be repainted. It needed new signs. But that project's been going on for a few months now. And so it's been a really exciting transformation because just with a few simple upgrades, it now looks like a totally different property and the tenants love living there. And even people who've lived in the area their whole lives are you know, stopping in to see what's going on. So that's a really fun value add project.
Real quick on just before you move on from that, I'm curious what kinds of simple upgrades you were able to make that, you know, really changed the feel of the property.
Well, when I first toured the property, I wanted to get a paintbrush and paint can, like literally during the tour, because the paint was about, 40 years old, 30 years old, and it was green and yellow and, you know, faded and, you know, I just was like, oh my gosh, a new coat of paint is going to make this place look amazing. So did that, changed the paint scheme, you know, grays and blues, and looks nice. We redid the parking lot. It was part gravel and part really old asphalt. So just completely redid that. We are also updating the units. So when, you know, somebody moves out, before somebody moves in, we're adding the wood style floors, paint the cabinets, new countertops, new lighting, new paint colors. So it just makes it fresh and new feeling versus, you know, hadn't had a whole lot of work done before that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. I mean, I think it's just, sometimes these properties just need some investment and it's not necessarily complicated, right? So this was a 70 unit at Grand Junction, which is an amazing market. I know, right? It's like growing very quickly.
It's smaller. It's on the western side of the state. Denver's more central. But yeah, it has a ton of growth potential and currently not enough apartments for all the demand and people moving there. So yeah. Get to buy property, you can get it.
Cool. Yeah. Is there another property that you were mentioning?
Yeah. I mean, the other one is not quite that heavy of a project property. It's already had the interiors updated. We're just going to go in and add some amenities like, dog parks and playgrounds and some new signs to kind of freshen things up. But that's another one where we kind of saw the market shifting in a good way in that area, and that rents were increasing rapidly. And just thought it was a great opportunity to buy in a strong market and add a few extra amenities for the tenants and hold it for, we usually say 5 years, kind of our expected ownership period.
Usually what was that?
About 5 years. We expect to hold the properties, and our group manages the properties as well, not property managers, but asset manages them. So we oversee the property manager, we oversee the work being done, and ultimately are responsible to report to our investors and let them know what's going on and if we're on track or not to meet our plan.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Awesome. One thing I thought I'd touch on is, you know, your partnership with your husband. You guys work together on the business, and can you talk about how you divide and conquer? And, you know, obviously you're an engineer, so are you doing the underwriting and what parts does he do, et cetera?
Yeah. So my husband, Alex, he's an engineer too. So we have a lot of overlapping interests and skills, I think. But the good thing is we are able to help each other out. If one of us is busier than the other, we can kind of interchange our roles and responsibilities. Lately, he's been doing more of the underwriting and I've been doing more of the project planning, renovation scope, asset management, that sort of thing. And he's been doing the underwriting and, you know, investor relations and things like that. But we don't have super defined responsibilities. We talk a lot and strategize and like to both know what's going on with the business. So at some point, we'll probably have more defined roles. But right now, this works well for us.
For sure. Well, I mean, and any other tips you have, like working with, I'm sure a lot of people love the idea of like partnering with their partner. Any other thoughts on that, of advice you would give?
Well, probably true in marriage or just a business relationship, you know, just get to know the person. If it's a business relationship first, understand what their strengths are and what they enjoy doing. So if somebody enjoys what they're doing and is good at it, it's going to be more successful than forcing something that isn't enjoyable for that person. Also, if you're going into a partnership of some sort, just make sure expectations are clear and ownership percentages and things are clear. And then just be willing to communicate frequently. I think it's better to over-communicate than under-communicate and leave the other person wondering what's going on. So yeah, those are a few tips that come to mind.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Over-communicating rather than under-communicating, really knowing the other person's strengths and what they like to do, et cetera. It's yeah, it's true. There's a lot of crossover between business and personal. Okay, great. Well, I also, you know, wanted to see what advice you had for the beginner investor, like talking about where the market's at and any tips you have for people who are just getting started.
Yeah, absolutely. So for the beginning investor, I think the hardest step in some ways is just picking what you want to do. There's so many different ways to be involved in real estate, and sometimes it can feel overwhelming. So I think the biggest advice that I have is just, you know, pick something and take action after that. So if you want to invest in a fix and flip, you know, read a couple books about fix and flips, go to a few meetups, and then, you know, ultimately try to buy a property and fix it up. And the good news is, you know, you're not locked in for life. You can pick something and then see what worked and what didn't and adjust course later. But just picking something, I think, is the number one best advice for a new investor. And then, of course, get educated after you pick what you want to do. And I think another thing with real estate, just in general, learn about markets, learn about what makes a good market. It's actually pretty simple. Usually it's, are people going to that market or not? Are companies moving there or not? So, you know, some signs of a strong market would be population growth, business growth. And another thing with real estate, especially, is it business and landlord friendly? And all that means is it easy to get paid as a property owner, or can tenants stay at your property for a year without paying rent and there's no real legal repercussions? So, you know, just make sure kind of those three things align: business growth, population growth, and business friendly. And, you know, your chances of having success in real estate go up dramatically if you pick a good market.
Totally. Yeah. It's such a great point. Just that what you just said about the market is, I personally feel like as long as we're located in a good market, it can kind of, if anything does, we're just more insulated against economic times. Like if it's a good economic time or a bad economic time, if you're in a strong market, then you'll be able to weather the storm better. So looking at those demographics is really important. Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with the listeners. I think it's just so important for people to hear, you know, stories of real life people who've made a career out of real estate. And what was the thing that, you know, I know the reason why you left your job was because that conversation with your friend. Were you already at, like, you know, a place where you, one of you could leave your job financially in terms of income, or like, how did you feel okay doing that?
Yeah. So Alex was still working full time. So that gave us a cushion, but also the passive income that we built up from our rentals helped a lot too. I don't think it quite fully replaced my income, but it was close enough. And that was before we started syndicating deals. That was just on our own, you know, buying properties kind of as we would save up the down payment. So it was nothing, you know, super glamorous or you know, what you would think of as being like a huge real estate endeavor. It was just super easy, not easy, but traditional, right? Save up a down payment, buy a house, rent it out to people who want to live there. they pay you rent and you get to keep the difference at the end of the month. And so by doing that for 5 or 10 properties at that point, and the passive income was definitely enough to supplement me leaving my job.
Awesome. Just to get an idea of, like, you know, how that worked for you. So, you know, you didn't just jump out of, you had a bit of a cushion and already some built up some passive income. And what about your husband? Did he ever leave his job or is he still working?
He really loves his job, but he is transitioning to be full-time real estate. So probably next year he'll be working on the business full-time with me. He's currently part-time in each.
Okay. So it's just a hard choice. Like, he likes both.
He does. He does. But I think, you know, there's a lot of satisfaction and excitement that comes with having your own business and being able to have more say in how it's run and how it grows. And he loves engineering. He loves all the technical challenges. But at the same time, working for a big company, you know, your options for growth are somewhat limited. Decision-making is more hierarchical, if that's a word, and just takes a longer time. So yeah, he'll be joining me shortly.
For sure. And I really like how you broke that down. And I think it's important, you know, because, like, here is a person who loves his job and loves what he's doing there and also has this other opportunity. And so anyways, I really liked all the things that you mentioned about the benefits of being a business owner, you know, because it's also hard, right? It's challenging. It sounds like you guys are at a point where, you know, you kind of have gained enough momentum to, you know, you're how to have more success with that and just keep that success growing. So very awesome stuff. Really enjoyed our conversation, Sarah. Please share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and what you're doing and anything else you want to share.
Okay, thanks. You know, I guess just one thought to leave your listeners with is, you know, there's 3 ways you can invest in real estate. So there's the very active, you know, being a syndicator, raising money and doing large projects. There's also the individual investment, which we talked about with, you know, saving up your own money and buying a property. But what we didn't really talk about was the passive income side, which I know your whole podcast is about, Suja. And being a passive investor with a person who is taking on the more active role can be a great way of getting started. I didn't really talk about that, but that's what I did before ever becoming a lead sponsor for a deal. I joined this coaching and mentoring program with Brad Sumrock in Dallas, and I met all these other sponsors who were putting deals together. And so I invested my money with them, and then they went out, found the property, managed the property manager, managed the contractors. And after that initial investment, I was, you know, I didn't really have to do anything. And so, you know, it's been great to see a lot of those projects now coming full cycle, where haven't really been involved. I've been a passive investor, and now starting to see those returns come back. So just wanted to say that as well, like, investing passively can be a great way of getting started in real estate. As far as how to connect with me, my company is called Regency Investment Group. That's Regency Investment Group. You can check out my website, regencyinvestmentgroup.com. I think there's a form you can get, like, the 5 things to look for as a passive investor. If you sign up, you do that, you know, I'll probably reach out to you and see if you have any questions. And then other than that, I'm also on Facebook and LinkedIn.
Awesome. I really like what you said there. You know, I mean, there's so many benefits to being a passive investor, to be able to diversify your investments across different operators, geographies, asset classes, and then also to be able to benefit from a sponsor's expertise and not have to lift a finger, you know. So it's a really wonderful way to, and you know, the returns can still be just as good, if not as if in potentially even better than if you were to take on a project by yourself. And if you don't have the time, it's certainly, you know, a great option. So thank you, Sarah. I hope you all take some time to check out her Facebook and her LinkedIn and see what she's up to. Thanks again for coming on the show. We'll see you next time.
I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com. for tons of free educational content to further your success.